This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration has already denied visas for a Palestinian leader and his delegation to attend a high-level UN meeting this month. Now it's considering ramping up restrictions on several other delegations that would limit their ability to travel outside New York City. The movements of Iranian diplomats are already severely limited in New York, and the administration is considering a proposal that would ban Iranian diplomats from shopping at wholesale stores like Costco and Sam's Club without State Department permission. These stores are a favorite of Iranian diplomats because they're able to buy large quantities of products not available in their country for relatively cheap prices and send them home. And the United Kingdom's Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner resigned today after an inquiry found she did not meet the ethical standards over a recent home purchase. Earlier this week, she admitted that she did not pay enough tax on the apartment. The report found she acted in good faith, but should have sought more specific tax advice. And in Russia, President Vladimir Putin says foreign troops deployed to Ukraine could be in the line of fire.
President Vladimir Putin spoke at a forum in Vladivostok, Russia, just hours after European leaders again pledged their commitment to a potential peacekeeping force in Ukraine. Putin says any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine before a peace agreement is signed would be considered a legitimate target by Russian forces. Putin also dismissed the idea of peacekeeping forces in Ukraine after a final peace deal, saying no one should doubt that Moscow would comply with a treaty to halt its 3.5-year military operation in neighboring Ukraine. He adds that security guarantees will be needed for both Russia and Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World shares rose today, and an update on the U.S. job market later today could clear the way for cuts to interest rates. This is AP News.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
An injury has ended the second pro season of the top star in women's basketball. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Caitlin Clark will miss the rest of the Indiana Fever season because of a right groin injury. Clark on Thursday shared a statement on social media saying, quote, "I had hoped to share a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season." Clark added, quote, "Disappointed isn't a big enough word to describe how I am feeling." She was injured late in a July 15th game against the Connecticut Sun and later sustained a bone bruise. Clark averaged 16.5 points, 8.8 assists and 5 rebounds in her second WNBA season. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Italian designer Giorgio Armani died yesterday at the age of 91. His fashion house said he died at home peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones.
The world-renowned fashion designer Giorgio Armani has died. Giorgio Armani, a stalwart of Milan ready-to-wear, who revolutionized fashion with unstructured looks, has died on Thursday at the age of 91, his fashion house has confirmed. Armani passed away at his home. The fashion designer failed to appear at his runway shows in June as he was recovering from an undisclosed illness. Speaking at Armani's Milan runway show, actor Max Minghella summed up the acclaimed fashion designer's style.
Armani is iconic and timeless, and I feel very privileged to be here in Milan.
He was planning a major event to celebrate 50 years of his signature Giorgio Armani fashion house during Milan Fashion Week this month. I'm Karen Shemas.
People from all parts of the world are paying tribute to legendary fashion designer Giorgio Armani, who died at 91. Armani turned the concept of understated elegance into a multi-billion dollar fashion empire.
Armani è numero uno da oltre.
In Rome, painter Giuseppe Colleen says Armani has been number one for 50 years, the pinnacle of Italian fashion, with a unique and exceptional talent. Oscar winner Mira Sorvino said Armani discovered her at the Venice Film Festival in the 1990s and dressed her for Hollywood and...
My wedding dress, you know, the most two biggest days besides the birth of my children in my life in a way, you know, and he was there making it beautiful.
What stands out for fashion author Dana Thomas is Armani's kindness.
He was very chic and elegant himself. But he wasn't one of these tyrants who screamed and yelled at his assistant.
Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni described Armani as a symbol of the best of Italy. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The Trump administration is taking its immigration crackdown to health care, launching a probe on Medicaid spending in at least six Democratic-led states. Records obtained by KFF Health News and the Associated Press show the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says it is looking for waste, fraud, and abuse. Federal letters were sent to health agencies in California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota to say the agency is reviewing payments and will pursue all available enforcement strategies. They declined to provide a full list of states it is targeting. The federal government is only supposed to cover emergency and pregnancy-related care. Newly reported former California officials say that as the state rolled out its own Medicaid expansion, they overcharged the federal government over $500 million. I'm Jennifer King.
The Justice Department has started probing mortgage fraud allegations against the Federal Reserve's Lisa Cook. The president said last month he'd fire Cook as a Fed governor, a move that would erode the central bank's independence. She's challenging that, arguing the president's decision is aimed at seizing control of the Fed. That comes amid more questions about the Fed's independence. The president's pick to fill an unexpired Fed board term tells lawmakers he will stay a White House employee even if confirmed.
What is required is an unpaid leave of absence from the Council of Economic Advisors.
Senate Banking Committee Democrats like Jack Reed blasted Stephen Miron's plan.
You are going to be technically an employee of the President of the United States, but an independent member of the Board of the Federal Reserve. That's ridiculous.
France says more than two dozen nations have pledged troops as a reassurance force for Ukraine once the Russia war ends.
Le deuxième élément,
President Emmanuel Macron says the 26 countries are committing to help guarantee security. His announcement comes after he and other European leaders met with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, with topics including American backing for Kyiv once the fighting stops. While details of any American involvement in security guarantees are uncertain, Zelensky says the Trump administration's willing to take part, and he's grateful. The leader spoke with President Trump after the meeting. Finland's president says they were told to put more economic pressure on Moscow. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The leader of Northwestern University says he's resigning. Michael Shill's announcement that he plans to resign will end a three-year tenure marked by the freeze of hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding by the Trump administration. Northwestern has been a target of President Trump's campaign to reshape elite colleges that he considers hotbeds of liberalism and anti-Semitism. In April, the administration froze $790 million in federal funding for Northwestern. The school is among dozens of colleges that have been under investigation over claims they did not do enough to protect Jewish students during campus protests. Northwestern says Shill will remain as president until an interim leader is chosen. I'm Mike Hempen.
The nation's health chief has been getting a bipartisan earful during an animated Senate hearing. Democrats and Republicans alike pushed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about turmoil at health agencies and his changes to COVID-19 policies. He blasted the CDC's recommendations during the pandemic, claiming wrongly,
failed to do anything about the disease itself,
and said CDC officials who recently were fired or quit deserve to leave. Democrat Ron Wyden hammered Kennedy for replacing every scientist on a vaccine panel with skeptics and conspiracy theorists.
You stack the deck.
Kennedy says he has backing.
The scientists and doctors are supporting me all over the country.
But even GOP lawmakers like John Barrasso pushed back.
I support vaccines. I'm a doctor. Vaccines work.
Bill Cassidy's a doctor, too.
I would say effectively we're denying people vaccine.
Senator Cantwell.
You're wrong.
Insults flowed freely from Democrat Maria Cantwell.
Sir, you're a charlatan.
And Kennedy himself.
You're just saying something. You're just making stuff up.
Let's move on. I don't even know
what you're talking about. You're talking gibberish.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turn and burn.
Gregory Bovino, the Border Patrol El Centro sector chief, was relieved of command in August of 2023 and nearly retired. Now he's back and leading an immigration enforcement push in Los Angeles.
We're not going to hit one location. We're going to hit as many as we can all over the Los Angeles region. We're going to turn and burn to that next target and the next and the next and the next, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop until there's not a problem here anymore.
Undeterred by court orders, Bovino revels in catchphrases, breaking norms, and an unflinching defense of the purpose of the raids.
And if they violate immigration law, they're going to get arrested. It doesn't matter who they are, what color.
Arrests from the Los Angeles effort topped 5,000 last week. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said Tuesday, Bovino called the head of the Illinois State Police to say, without elaborating, that immigration officials were coming to Chicago. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration is warning of severe economic consequences unless the Supreme Court rules the president's tariffs are legal. The president's asking a high court he shaped to reverse an appeals court ruling that the import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. The administration says the nation would be on the brink of economic catastrophe without the tariffs, nearly apocalyptic language highly unusual in Supreme Court filings. The president issued his own warning yesterday.
If we don't win that case, our country is going to suffer so greatly.
The tariffs remain in place, pending a ruling by a high court that's so far been reluctant to check the president's extraordinary flex of executive power. The administration's pushing the justices to hear arguments in 2 months, a far faster pace than normal. The District of Columbia is suing over President Trump's National Guard deployment. Soldiers have been patrolling in train stations, around monuments, and in neighborhoods. The district says that amounts to an involuntary and illegal military occupation. The federal suit comes after a judge in California ruled a guard deployment to Los Angeles in June was illegal. That ruling does not apply to D.C., where the president has more control over the guard. Just yesterday, he touted success here in the nation's capital because of the deployment.
Washington, D.C. is a totally safe city.
And says he's considering federal intervention in Chicago, Baltimore, New Orleans, and other cities. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Minnesota man wrongly convicted of murder has been released. Brian Hooper spent 27 years in prison after being falsely implicated by a woman who has since confessed to the crime. Hooper was freed Thursday, a day after a state district court judge vacated his first-degree murder conviction. In 1998, a jury convicted Hooper in the death of 77-year-old Ann Prasniak. Last month, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty announced her office's support of Hooper's release.
On July 29th, we learned that the state's star trial witness had come forward on her own to not only recant her testimony against Mr. Hooper, but to confess that she was responsible for killing Ms. Prasniak.
Officials say Hooper is reunited with his children. He plans to make his home for now in the Twin Cities area where his children live. A federal jury has ordered Google to pay $425 million in damages for improperly snooping on smartphones. The verdict follows a trial in a class action case covering about 98 million smartphones operating in the U.S. between July 2016 in September 2024. Google denies it was improperly tracking the online activity of people and plans to appeal. The lawyers who filed the case argued Google used the data it collected off smartphones without users' permission to help sell ads tailored to users' individual interests, generating billions of dollars in additional revenue. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite rallied 1%. Treasury yields fell following data that showed weaker hiring among private employers and a potential increase in layoffs. Neither is flashing a recession, but a slowdown in the job market could push the Federal Reserve to cut its main interest rate for the first time this year during its meeting in a few weeks. A more comprehensive jobs report is due Friday, which will likely carry more weight with the Fed. Damian Troisi, New York.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.5%. That's the lowest level since October of last year. Mortgage rates have been easing in recent weeks amid expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rate later this month. The Fed doesn't set mortgage rates, but its actions can influence the market for 10-year Treasury notes, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. I'm Alex Vega.
Travis Kelce told reporters at least one thing has changed since his engagement to pop superstar Taylor Swift.
I got one more ring from it.
Kansas City Chiefs tight end and three-time Super Bowl winner Kelce made his teammate Patrick Mahomes and reporters laugh at a news conference in Sao Paulo ahead of a game against the Los Angeles Chargers.
I would say, ever since I've been dating Taylor, life has been fun.
Kelce said he's already used to having a lot more eyes on what he does because of his fiance.
I accept that, but it's just, I'm living life, you know. Living on a high,
it's
I guess.
A dream, dude.
Yeah.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid said the off-the-field attention hasn't changed Kelce as a player. Kelce added that he was enthusiastic about playing an international game despite the 12-hour flight. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Jalen Hurts totaled 214 yards and rushed for two touchdowns as the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles opened the NFL season with a 24-20 win over the rival Cowboys.
Just finding ways to win. That's what it comes down to. It doesn't matter how it looks.
Philly defensive tackle Jalen Carter was ejected moments into the game for spitting on Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. Five-time Pro Bowl wideout Amari Cooper has retired. Aryna Sabalenka is one win away from defending her U.S. Open title.
Happy to be in another final.
In a rematch of last year's final, the top-seeded Belarusian defeated fourth-seeded American Jessica Pegula 4-6, 6-3, 6-4 in the semifinals Thursday.
I think I really play great tennis, and I think I handle that pressure really well.
Sabalenka is seeking her fourth Grand Slam title. She will face eighth-seeded American Amanda Anisimova in Saturday's final, after a 6-7, 7-6, 6-3 victory over Naomi Osaka. Anisimova has yet to win a major and could become the second American in 3 years to claim the women's final in Queens. And Carlos Rodon tied the MLB lead with his 16th win after six innings of two-run ball in the Yankees' 8-4 win over the Astros. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Anutin Chanvairakul has won a vote in the Thai parliament to become prime minister, according to an unofficial running tally broadcast live on television. Anutin, leader of the Bum Chai Thai party, won more than 247 votes, the required majority, from the House of Representatives' 492 active members. Anutin would succeed Pai Tong Tan Shinawatra, who was dismissed by court order as prime minister last week after being found guilty of ethics violation over a politically compromising phone call with neighbouring Cambodian Senate President Hun Sen. The dispute erupted into a deadly 5-day armed conflict in July. Anutin's best known for successfully lobbying for the decriminalisation of cannabis. He also played a high-profile role as health minister during the COVID-19 pandemic, when he was accused of tardiness in obtaining adequate vaccine supplies to fight the virus. Details are starting to emerge about the people who were killed when a streetcar in Portugal's capital, Lisbon, derailed as the first investigative report examining what caused the popular tourist attraction to crash is expected to be released on Friday. Multiple agencies are probing what Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, has described as one of the biggest tragedies of our recent past. The distinctive yellow and white Elevado de Gloria, which is classified as a national monument, was packed with local locals and international tourists on Wednesday evening when it came off its rails. 16 people were killed and over 20 more injured. The streetcar's wreckage was removed from the scene overnight and placed in police custody. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 64,000 Palestinians have been killed in the nearly two-year Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip, as the latest Israeli strikes kill over two dozen people, mostly women and children. Israeli strikes in the besieged territory continued as Israel pressed ahead with the initial stages of its offensive to take over Gaza City, where thousands have reached starvation due to Israel's blockade of aid. The latest grim death toll and Israeli strikes come as Israel dismissed a Hamas statement on a ceasefire deal. Shifa Hospital in Gaza City received 25 bodies, including 9 children and 6 women, after Israeli strikes hit tents housing displaced people, according to hospital records. Among those killed was a 10-day-old baby. A Taliban government spokesman has said that the death toll from a major earthquake in Afghanistan has risen to 2,205 people. The shallow magnitude 6.0 quake struck the mountainous and remote eastern part of the country late on Sunday. It leveled villages and trapped people under the rubble. Most of the casualties have been in Kunar province, where people typically live in wood and mud brick houses along steep river valleys. At a local hospital, earthquake survivor Kari Abayula told the AP how the earthquake killed 5 of his family members, including his parents and 2 of his children. Rescue efforts are ongoing, but rough terrain and funding cuts are hindering relief. Afghanistan has already been facing drought, a weak economy, and the recent return of some 2 million refugees. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of festivities commemorating the end of World War II. Kim attended a Chinese military parade in Beijing a day earlier alongside other foreign leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. Experts say Kim likely hopes to restore ties with China. The country is North Korea's biggest trading partner and aid provider. There have been questions about the bilateral relationship. China wants its neighbor to return to negotiations and give up its nuclear weapons development. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.